You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject: Adam and Fallen Man. Golden text, Genesis. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Responsive reading, Psalms. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Genesis. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. Lesson Sermon. The Bible. Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take up the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbour's. Deuteronomy. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Genesis. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Corinthians. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Ye have heard that it hath been said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. John. For this is a message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandments. Signs and health. The thunder of Sinai and the Sermon on the Mount are pursuing and will overtake the ages, rebuking their course all error and proclaiming the kingdom of heaven and earth. The law of Sinai lifted thought into the Song of David. Moses advanced a nation to the worship of God in spirit instead of matter, and illustrated the grand human capacities of being bestowed by immortal mind. Life is, always has been, and ever will be, independent of matter, for life is God, and man is the idea of God, not formed materially but spiritually, not subject to decay and dust. The psalmist said, Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, The kingdom of God is within you. That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man the Saviour saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. The parent of all human discord was the Adam dream, the deep sleep, in which originated the delusion that life and intelligence proceeded from and passed into matter. This pantheistic error, or so-called serpent, insists still upon the opposite of truth, saying, Ye shall be as gods. That is, I will make error as real, and eternal as truth. Eve's declaration, "I have gotten a man from the Lord," supposes God to be the author of sin and sin's progeny. This false sense of existence is fratricidal. In the words of Jesus, it's evil, devil, is a murderer from the beginning. Error begins by reckoning life as separate from spirit, thus sapping the foundations of immortality. As if life and immortality were something which matter can both give and take away. What can be the standard of good of spirit, of life, or of truth, if they produce their opposites, such as evil, matter, error, and death? God could never impart an element of evil, and man possesses nothing which he has not derived from God. How then is man a basis for wrongdoing? Whence does he obtain the propensity of power or to do evil? Has spirit resigned to matter the government of the universe? Cain is a type of mortal and material man, conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. He is not the type of truth and love. Material in origin and sense, he brings a material offering to God. Abel takes his offering from the firstlings of the flock. A lamb is a more animate form of existence, and more nearly resembles a mind offering than does Cain's fruit. Jealous of his brother's gift, Cain seeks Abel's life instead of making his own gift a higher tribute to the Most High. Abel, watchfulness, self-offering, surrendering to the Creator the early fruits of experience. Had God more respect for the homage bestowed through a gentle animal than for the worship expressed by Cain's fruit? No, but the lamb was a more spiritual type of even the human concept of love than the herbs of the ground could be. Genesis 4:8. Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The erroneous belief that life substance and intelligence can be material ruptures the life and brotherhood of man at the very outset. Genesis 4:9. And the Lord Jehovah said unto Cain, "Where is Abel thy brother?" And he said, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" Here the serpentine lie invents new forms. At first it usurps divine power. It is supposed to say in the first instance, "You shall be as gods." Now it repudiates even the human duty of man towards his brother. The sinful misconception of life as something less than God, having no truth to support it, falls back upon itself. This error, after reaching the climax of suffering, yields to truth and returns to dust. But it is only mortal man and not the real man who dies. The image of spirit cannot be effaced, since it is the idea of truth and changes not, but becomes more beautifully apparent at error's demise. In divine science, the material man is shut out from the presence of God. The five corporeal senses cannot take cognizance of spirit. They cannot come into his presence and must dwell in dreamland. Until mortals arrive at the understanding that material life, with all its sin, sickness, and death, is an illusion against which divine science is engaged in a warfare of extermination, the great verities of existence are never excluded by falsity. The condemnation of mortals to till the ground means this, that mortals should so improve material belief by thought tending spiritually upward as to destroy materiality. Man, created by God, was given dominion over the whole earth. The notion of a material universe is utterly opposed to the theory of man as evolved from mind. Error tills the whole ground in this material theory, which is entirely a false view, destructive to existence and happiness. Outside of Christian science, all is vague and hypothetical, the opposite of truth. Yet this opposite and its false view of God and man impudently demands a blessing. As in Adam error all die, even so in Christ truth shall all be made alive. The mortality of man is a myth, for man is immortal. Christian science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. We see that man has never lost his spiritual estate and his eternal harmony. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you, and goodbye.